supposed to be coming in.
I'd like to call this session of the Taney County Commission, April 14, 2011, meeting to order. First agendized item is administrative and departmental functions. Nikki?
We have several requests to be on the agenda that we need to review. I know some of them are going to take a little bit of in-depth conversation. Do we want to wait until this afternoon?
Well, one of the items we have this morning, or two of the items we have, is assessor and collector bid discussion. I know that that's not going to take very long from discussion I just had with Linda, but we will do that. The other with the auditor is going to be the budgetary corrections that may take a little bit longer that we need to do, and there's two or three offices that are affected. And we can go through these, but it's time sensitive because we have the individual from the AG's office, it's going to be here at 10 o'clock?
Correct. 10 o'clock it starts, and we need a few minutes to set the microphones up. So we're going to audio record it so we can have it for future broadcasts, too. So we need a few minutes before 10, so I'm just be aware of that. Like,
what I'd like to do, with you all's permission, is juggle this to where we can come back to these items and discuss them, because we do need to find the time on the agenda for each one of these items.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. Let the record show that the commissioner was expecting an emergency call that he needed to take, and we'll proceed. We have his permission to do that. I don't know what that is, James. That's not family, is it? Yep.
Is this also, we consider this the agenda review time? Is what this is? I know one thing that we are wanting to change that we talked about, and we just didn't communicate very well with you. We're moving public comment to 8:30 in the morning for the next 3 more weeks.
Okay.
I believe that's what we discussed. And is that correct, Ron?
Well, I still want to have the ability to prepare for the meetings in the morning before the meeting. So if we're reading minutes that were just brought to us, we have to have time to do that. Is it better to have public comment before that half-hour time frame? Mm-hmm. Or after that half-hour time frame, and it is, I don't want to open the meeting, have public comment, and then sit here and be silent over the internet for a half hour while we're studying and getting ready for the day's business.
Right.
It's just, we need to have a better flow when we sit down here. So let's, I mean, I would rather have it move it. Perhaps do our preliminary from like 8:15 to 8:45,
mm-hmm.
Open, do public comment, if that's all right.
That's fine.
And then move right into the day's business,
or
have that as the first order of business at 9 o'clock. It makes no difference to me. And the reason that we're looking at moving it again from 2 o'clock, although I think there were only two, we've had two individuals who do come, who find it easier to come earlier in the morning rather than at 2 o'clock. Your thoughts?
I know that 9 o'clock we traditionally have business scheduled, so I'd like to have it completed before 9 o'clock so that we can stay on a schedule, because we're trying to get more accurate with our timing. So, I mean, all I would ask is that we...
Why don't we open commission at 8:50, do the preliminary,
8:50.
10 till 9,
uh-huh.
Do our preliminary prayer, pledge, etc., then do public comment, and then move into the day's business. That way we don't have to interrupt. Just a thought.
My concern is we've done that in the past, and if we have public comment that goes 30 minutes, when does Nikki start to schedule the first meeting?
Well,
that's why I'm actually like an 8:30, because sometimes...
We can do that, but if we schedule at 8:30 and you don't have any public comment, then you have dead air for 30 minutes. That's why I liked it better in the afternoon.
Right. I can make a recommendation on that, Mr. Hausman. I think that if we have it at 8:30 and there's no public comment, then we go into our preliminary study on what we want to look at, the minutes and the accounts payable, and during that time frame. And if it runs into where there's only one or two there, then if they speak, then we can use the rest of the time for the preliminary study of the accounts payable and the so I would rather start the meeting at 8:30 with public comment, and then as it progresses, then we start our regular meeting, and if there's any other public comment, they can stay till after the meeting is over with. My initial business here is to do county business. I'm interested in what the public has to say, but I do know that we have a job that we're sworn to do, and that is county business, and I want to get it done.
8:30, all right with you, Jim? That's what you had initially stated.
Yeah.
Let's schedule public comment for 8:30. Then we'll go into the preliminary. Study of documents prior to the opening of commission. And the regular commission starting time at 9 o'clock. Is that all right, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
Let's shuffle and move to the assessor and collector, the bid discussion. Linda? I should say assessor, collector, and clerk, I think.
I am here, gentlemen, for you to direct me.
Linda, we obviously had been advised to do an RFQ. An RFQ was incorrect. We need to do an RFP. We need to do that ASAP. Whatever the allowable limits are under Missouri law, let's get it out there as quickly as possible. Let's get the bids back. Let's get the bids open, and let's make a selection so that we can move forward with this project. That's my suggestion, gentlemen.
I agree. What is the time frame? Is that a 2-week time frame, or
I don't think that there.
Days?
I don't think that there's a limit. I think that if you run a legal notice, it still could be the following week.
Okay. Whatever we can do, because my thing is that the legal notice, I know, is the only guideline we have to follow.
Right.
So whatever we can do to speed it up, I agree with Ron. Is that we just need to get this done, because
right. I have a deadline of 10 o'clock today, so I could have it come out in the paper. It would come out Saturday.
Perfect.
I can make the deadline this morning.
We have officers that have worked on this for months. We've been through the RFQ, so I think we just need to get on as quickly as possible.
Perfect.
Right. I don't know whether I was dreaming this or what. I thought we went through and talked about a 7-day, that the quickest that we could get it done and get it in the paper in the 7-day time frame was discussed last week when we brought this up. So I just misunderstood. I thought that we had a 7-day time frame that we were working with and that we had moved past that point, but it's probably just a misunderstanding on my part.
Linda, with the legal notice, I would also ask that you call everyone who had responded to the RFQ and alert them to the fact that we're doing this so that they have an immediate personal contact.
Yes, sir.
Do you need any more clarification from us, Linda? You've got it.
I think that's covered.
We're good?
Okay. Sir.
I mean, if there's something else, I don't know what else to add. Typical RFP, so. Perfect.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Could we have you join us? Thank you. Our next item is budgetary corrections. We have chatted about what happened at budget time, which was the month of January, and there are two or three or four or five items that are within the budget that were other than what we had thought were going to be in the budget. We've had talks with different elected officials and department heads, and I think that the easiest and best way to move forward on that, as long as we're not changing the overall anticipated revenues or expenditures, is to correct individual line items, perhaps. Do you?
I have no problem with it.
Okay. First, let me, if I can, ask the county collector. I know that there was a line item of a transfer that had been brought to our attention, wherein we had originally discussed a transfer of $100,000. The ending line item that was put in there was more than that, correct? And what we need to do, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is move that back to $100,000 so that it... Okay.
Sheila, I don't remember. I'd have to look. And as long as we don't, as you said, as long as we don't change the total amount of expenditures, total amount of revenue.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because if we're talking about a transfer in, then we're showing that there's X amount of revenues that are coming into general county revenue from another source. Now, if we only show $100,000, then we're going to be short by another $100,000 or $170,000, whatever that additional amount was.
I need to look and see what. I think we budgeted $100,000 GCR revenues. I think that's what we budgeted there. I think the mistake was just in the 850 account.
Just in the transfer line?
Just in the 850 account.
Oh, well, that'd be great.
I think
that's an easy correction then. And maybe it has already been corrected. I didn't know that.
I'll look and see, make sure. I had, not knowing what we're going to talk about this morning, I didn't make any preparation, Sheila, so I can't tell you, don't know.
Somewhere I got an email, and it showed it got corrected. And back in the it showed $100,000 to GCR, and I don't know from the other end what you showed me on the.
And I don't remember, so I can't tell you.
Thank you. John Suti, Sewer.
This is what it should be. This is what I was given. So we'll see if this is just kind of, I attached it because I think that's what he's emailed to us.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, to explain this, if I'm not mistaken, when receipt was not attained by Mr. Finley electronically, he did what Missouri law provides that he can do.
Yes.
And inserted and fulfilled his responsibilities.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. And I'd like to, you know, my intention wasn't to say anything negative about Mr. Finley or his office. I don't know, honestly, what happened there.
Well, John, we're not here to debate that. My point was there was a misunderstanding, and we just need to clear that up. And to no one's fault.
Okay.
We just need to clear it up. And we know that the Sewer District Board had certain line items that they wished to approve, and this county commission, at least to the best of my knowledge during budgetary time, made no decision to change anything. Correct. Within their budget. But what we were looking at was different figures than what the Sewer District Board themselves were looking at. So
yes.
We need to go back to what those figures were and make sure that they're correct. Mm-hmm. Right?
Correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
And can we do that, gentlemen, within the scope of not changing the overall budget?
I believe we can. I don't see where there'd be any problem in where it would change the overall budget. There's some numbers, given that we're almost in May now, and looking at where these projects are at, because these capital projects, there's a number of things that can affect them month by month. Mr. Finley, like for PowerSite North, for example, approved $2.5 million. That might be fine for this year because we haven't even got into the easement phase yet on that.
No, I understand, but what I would like to see us do is go back to what you all had proposed, and then you have that budget in hand. Whether or not you actually spend those dollars on the light items that originally were proposed is up to the Sewer District Board.
Yes. One of the other issues was the GIS mapping project, which I believe Mr. Strafus was going to meet with Mr. Morgan to see what would be the most efficient way to proceed forward with that. I think it's the sewer board's feeling that, you know, working in-house has benefits, and if there's some way that we could have a hybrid project where we maybe could bring a professional on board to work with our in-house IS people, that might expedite that project. Intrinsic Corp was the one firm that we were talking to in regards to that.
My suggestion is that John, you and Rick work together and to come up with what's mutually agreeable, if that's all right with you, right? Go ahead.
Ron, I'm fine with that. I just didn't want to make any changes without you guys giving me direction to do so, because I feel like that you guys were aware of what was in there. And I also know that probably someplace in there was some miscommunication, because John is usually one of my best guys to get things to me and so on. So we were just a little bit pressed for time, and I apologize for that happening, but I think...
press kind of come out, it might have sounded where there's something there and there's not. I just want to get it corrected.
I can't imagine them getting it wrong. I mean, anyway, either one of you both out there. I do know that when I budget for sewer project, we actually budget the amount that we feel like that we don't need into a contingency fund. So I don't think we'll have any trouble. We can do the same thing as we did in the 850 account. We can change those line items, not change the total revenues, total expenditures. And
John, is that agreeable to you to work with Rick? Let's finish that. We received an email from John some time ago when this first came up, and I think that all the commissioners are in agreement with what was in that.
I'm sure we have a one to meet with you, and we can kind of go through this, because some of that I agree with where we're at now.
Was there other departments? That's a good question. Let me try to address it a little bit. There's some confusion with some other departments about some money within the line item that was supposed to be here versus there. We have yet to meet with the departments to find out where they would get this assumption that there was going to be some money available in a certain department for a grant or all that. So we're planning to meet with those departments before we make a decision. So there may be, I know of, and I'm glad you brought that up, three more line items. It doesn't change the revenues, but there was some assumption. So I want to review with them why they would assume that they were going to have some more money in a department, and see if we can review and see if we've actually did commit to it. I don't physically remember, but I'd like to review it. But there may be three more line items that we may have to make an adjustment to.
Let me make sure that we are on the same page as far as in general county revenue, if we have a department that has to spend more money than what we budgeted,
right?
Because we have responsibility to make sure that the revenues and expenditures are not, that line item can go over.
Okay.
But the only thing is, if that line item is going over, then we need to make sure the commission is aware of that, and has agreed that we're going to have enough revenues to cover that and things like that. So those probably don't necessarily
this
need to be changed.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Rick, what you're saying is, if that line item goes over, we look at contingency funds and things that are the part of it that makes the difference. Am I thinking right?
That's how I understand it. It'll come out of the contingency or the unspent unallocated money that we have in the budget.
And all I'm asking is for clarification from him. That's where we'll be searching for something. That one of the others go over, it comes before the county commission for approval to move it out of that line item.
We don't necessarily move it out of that line item. That line item just goes over, Danny. It's just kind of, this is if you don't mind me making an analogy, in my house there, if I've allocated this much for food and we find out we've got to spend more than that, if I have that money in the bank account, we can spend it. When we look back at our budget, we see that we spent, rather than $500 on food for the year. We spent $600. We know next year we better budget $600. And so sometimes it's even better to let the line go over, knowing that it helps us to do a better job of budgeting the next year.
You used an analogy there. Mm-hmm. Let me say it like this. Rick, if it goes over, then someone has to answer to you about what the food's going to cost you next year. The county commission is responsible for the budget, so if certain departments run over their line item, it needs to be reported for approval of the county commission.
And it always is. Unless somewhere in the process, I always try to make sure you guys are aware of that, and in the accounts payable process, the payroll process, we talk about those things. That's why we try to make sure we've got that all taken care of. And most of the departments help me a lot with that, too. I want to, you know.
We have a number of expenditures that fall within our budget that have to be flexible because of something that might happen statutorily during the year. Or, for example, the state calls a special election, and we don't have that particular election budgeted. That means that we're going to spend more money in the elections line than we had anticipated. So within general county revenue, the budgetary law is real flexible as long as overall we don't spend. That's with all departments, and I understand, and that's what you're saying. But there are two or three things that I think that we need to answer specifically, which would make a couple of people feel a lot better if, in fact, it were so stated within the budget. But one of the things that I know that we talked about, and we talked about it multiple times, was the line item for capital improvements that we have in the budget, which has a great deal of money in it. Mm-hmm. And rather than show it as capital improvements, we talked about moving a large percentage of that to contingency fund to more accurately place it for the public's view, if you will, as to what it accurately was. But we never voted on that, to the best of my knowledge. But that was our intent, and that's what we wanted to do. And in the last days, we didn't get that done. So there are a lot of people going, well, what are these capital improvements? Is that just a place where you're sticking money? And we didn't get that taken care of in those last few days, and we needed to. Not that that's a huge thing now, that time period's over, but it would be nice to have that reflect in the way that we wanted it to fall. And there are a couple of other things, but we can chat with you about those things. Take a deep breath there. Yes. And those are, with the exception of these other two smaller line items, are the only things that I had.
That's all I had.
And we'll
too.
Talk with Rick about that. I don't think they're a big deal at all. I just know that the sewer district had questions. They brought those up at a meeting. I know that at one time the collector had questioned it, but I didn't know that perhaps we'd already adjusted that.
That was probably the two big ones I had because it was outside GCR's direct control. So
that's it. I will tell you guys right now, I've had several people question the fact, and we talked about this, I know, in the budget constraints when we did the payroll for different departments. Some of those departments were payroll heavy the first three months, because and so that is something we're going to have to deal with. But we knew that, and you guys wanted to, again, reflect what the budget should be, so you budgeted those as if those people were gone the first 2 months in the department.
Right. Yes. But didn't we also talk about setting up a line that had all that additional?
We do have a line set aside in general county revenue, but it's not in those different budgets. Now, and the dilemma is some of your different department heads are going to say, well, you know, I don't want my budget showing negative there.
Right.
But I thought our intent was to spend those first couple of months on those salaries out of that special line. No?
Not my understanding.
Why else would we have set the monies aside into a special line if not to utilize them for that purpose?
To make sure we had that amount set aside so that the revenues and the expenses would balance the way they were supposed to. We want to make sure that what's coming in, what's going out is appropriate.
So is it your thought not to use that line and just be over in the individual officers?
That's mine.
I think we need to chat about that again. But
yeah, because I was under the understanding we were we knew that some elected officials
Ron, at the time, we didn't know who was going to be gone. I wouldn't know who to take it out of that line. I mean, you know, we can make a transfer, but then when you make the transfer, you're going to show the payroll for those different departments as more than what we expect it to be next year. So I think the way you're doing is the best way to do it.
Okay, the employees mostly are no longer there with the exception of those few who are retiring. Mm-hmm. We can, in fact, when we reach the end of, let's just pick a budget, the sheriff's budget, instead of spending it out of that line, spend it out of the line where we have money set aside.
We can do that. You guys would need to tell me how much and what for and things like that. Okay. Yes.
Just as long as there's an option or something for us to say. Okay. I mean, I don't see it as a problem. Personally, if it was me as the elected official whose budget line was going over, here's the reason why. I mean, that's an easy explanation.
And that's what I've assured him, that when we get to that point, that you guys are going to be everyone will be made aware of why that line is going over, and if it does go over,
right.
Or we will make arrangements to make it work some other way.
But it works either way. And yes, it does. I got you. Okay. I got you. Gentlemen, do we have anything else for Rick?
I don't believe we do, sir. I don't have anything.
The only thing that is we have those three or four specific, and I guess I don't know how to term that. There are line items that need to be established or that people thought were established for particular functions.
Well, I guess my thought is, after hearing what Rick said, is that we probably just need, one of us needs to send him a note and see if there's a reaction, if there's something more formal we have to do other than just making some adjustments. Because it sounds like it's all within GCR, it's more administrative that Rick can take care of. So
that's what I think.
And then if it needs to take more formal action, we can come back and have another formal meeting. So
yeah.
That's my thought.
That's fine. I just don't want to let those slip by the wayside without being addressed here shortly. Well, I guess that would be my...
Right. We'll make a note, and one of us will send a note to him. So.
I believe that we ought to hold off all the agenda requests we have and the establishment of those agenda requests until after our presentation later in the day so that we can set up the room for the speaker that's coming.
Yep.
For those that are listening, there is a member of the Attorney General's office who will be here. Just prior to 10 o'clock for what could be anywhere from an hour to 2 hour presentation. And if you missed it last night, you missed a real presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I look for that same presentation again this morning, but it's excellent.
Yep. Recess then, sir?
We'll stand in recess until 10 o'clock.
Okay. Why don't you turn off the internet broadcast, but leave it.